Hello, I'm Shreesh Dubey, Principal Group Program Manager at Microsoft. In this video, I will give you a brief overview of Microsoft Azure Backup Server, a project we internally call Venus, that was made generally available on October 7, 2015. When we released Azure Backup Service, we provided protection for files and folders, which allowed customers to protect their on-premises files and folders to Azure, either for off-site storage, compliance, or long-term retention. As the service grew, we started getting requests for protecting business workload data such as SQL, Exchange, SharePoint, and Hyper-V. Our response initially was to deploy System Center Protection Manager for this use case. This required a suite license for System Center, which worked fine for enterprise customers, but was not an economically viable option for most SMB customers. So we developed Microsoft Azure Backup Server with the SMB segment in mind. It is functionally equivalent to System Center DPM with three differences. It has no System Center integration features such as VM discovery and central console for reporting, monitoring, and alerting. It has no support for tapes. It requires an active Azure subscription. Microsoft Azure Backup Server provides full fidelity workload support and can protect them whether they're running on Hyper-V, VMware, or physical servers. It supports all key Microsoft workloads such as SQL, Exchange, SharePoint, Hyper-V, as well as infrastructure workloads like IIS, AD, and DNS. We continue to enhance the list of platforms and workloads we support in Microsoft Azure Backup Server. Furthermore, we intend to maintain feature parity between Microsoft Azure Backup Server and System Center DPM, other than the three differences mentioned earlier. Now, let me talk about the hybrid cloud backup scenario enabled by Microsoft Azure Backup Server. First is the need for an on-premise backup copy. RTO requirements for workload backup are much tighter, where data needs to be restored within minutes, which is not feasible with a cloud backup copy. Therefore, Microsoft Azure Backup Server provides full support for an on-premise backup copy. Optionally, you can also use it for a copy in Azure. The data sent to Azure is encrypted before it is sent to the cloud, sent over the wire on HTTPS, and stored encrypted in Azure Backup Vault. The cloud copy can have a retention policy with full GFS support, grandfather, father, son, that is required for compliance scenarios. In summary, Microsoft Azure Backup Server provides an end-to-end backup solution for workload protection. You can download Microsoft Azure Backup Server from the same place where you update your agents for Azure Backup. This is the initial screen you get to when you navigate from the Backup Vault in your Azure subscription. Since this download is a bit more involved than an agent download, we have created two videos to help you download, install, register, and configure Microsoft Azure Backup Server and encourage you to watch them to get it up and running. Microsoft Azure Backup is available as a free download with your Azure Backup subscription, and the pricing model is the same as Azure Backup, which is protected instance fee plus storage consumed in Azure, either GRS or LRS. Microsoft Azure Backup Server also includes SQL Server, which can be used in the context of the Azure Backup Service. One important point to note, although the primary use case for Microsoft Azure Backup Server is hybrid backup, where you have a local disk backup and an offsite backup in Azure, you can use Microsoft Azure Backup Server exclusively for local disk backup only. It costs the same in terms of instance pricing, but you will not be charged for storage as you're not using Azure for the offsite backup copy. Thank you for watching the video, and be sure to watch the videos for installing and configuring Microsoft Azure Backup Server.